Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Beyonce gave someone the gift of freedom. We'll tell you who.
And did Ice Spice leave fans cold, honey, with her exercise routine?
Plus, Katy Perry is kissing someone, and it's not Orlando Bloom. But first,
let's get this started.
Okay, as we discussed yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris is the presumptive Democratic nominee since Biden dropped out of the presidential race. So, of course, people are talking about her past again. Now, as we already knew, she dated former talk show host Montel Williams briefly in 2001 before marrying her husband, Doug Emhoff. Well, Montel has a new warning for the press. He said, "My friends in the media should think twice about wasting time on a 20-plus-year-old picture. You'll find doing so will earn an unpleasant reaction." So is he telling us not to do our job, or, you know, should we be scared? Did I add too much, you know, sauce on the tonality?
I'm sorry. It's my job to mind your business, Mr. Montel, so I'm going to keep minding your business as I sit at my job.
But I'm pissed off at Montel. Who cares about him? What? Nobody. He trying to stay, be relevant all over again. He left damn it, Kamala, allegedly, for a woman that crushed cans with her damn butt. Her name was Grace.
Oh.
I remember that story, honey.
Wait,
yes.
She crushed cans with her cans?
With her butt.
Was she making money?
I don't know if she's making money or not, but her name was Grace. Honey, Google her and him, and they'll tell you.
Grace?
Her name was Grace.
All right.
I did the story 20 years ago.
So. Did she not have a can opener?
Like, she didn't have a can opener, honey. That's what we left Poe Kamala for, honey, so he could go to
she
blazing.
She know Poe Kamala. She's better off without him. She's doing very well. I bet he like, dang.
That's why he's right.
The vice president of the United States. You blew it, dude.
Wait, what do you call the husband of the president?
The first husband.
The first husband?
Yep.
Would he be the first husband? We haven't had a first husband.
Yeah, we haven't.
So Montel could have been the first husband if he didn't leave her for the booty crushing.
The can crushing.
The can crushing booty lady.
And speaking of VP Harris, she's known to be a big Beyonce fan, and it seems she's got Queen Bee's support.
Yes.
Harris was quickly granted permission to use the 2016 Beyonce song Freedom in her campaign. She even walked out to the song at her first visit to her campaign headquarters. It seems like she got permission pretty quick. If you were Beyonce, would you return that call right away?
Absolutely.
Right.
ASAP.
Yes.
So my brand, would you be a musician? Now that's what I need help with. So you go to the person who wrote the song to get permission to play it, or don't you have to go through the record label?
The person who wrote the song.
So she would go to Beyonce then
for
permission.
So she had to go to the doctor. Wrote the song. Why would she go to anybody else but Beyonce?
Right.
Beyonce could tell the producers and whoever else played the instrument on the song later.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
And she owns all her music.
Yeah.
Really?
But is it just me, or she need to go ahead and phone Kendrick Lamar and go ahead and get that They Not Like Us as well?
Just ahead of time. That conversation has been had, though, right?
Yeah.
They had to be talking
That's
about
that. That's probably too controversial for
Why?
Her.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and Kendrick is on the Freedom record, though, too.
He is on the Freedom record. But so I would love to see Kamala come out, crib walking the thing, 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 They Not Like Us.
She got to say that for the victory party.
Yeah.
You know? Knock on wood, Lord willing. You know?
Yeah.
We did it, K-Dot. You
know? Okay, y'all, there's good news for my Canadian sister, Celine Dion. She's been working on a comeback since she was diagnosed with stiff person syndrome. And it looks like the time has come. It seems she's going to perform for the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics on Friday. And get this. She's reportedly being paid $2 million to sing one song. Oh, I know that's right. Okay. Now, is that in Canadian money or American money? Okay, so the or is it in Parisian money? The Olympics is also said to be paying for her travel, okay? Jets, boats, and other expenses, too. So, does this sound like the perfect way for her to make a comeback? What song should she perform, y'all?
For $2 million and she could only perform one song? Get It Sexy.
Medley.
I want to see her do Get It Sexy by Sexy Red.
No.
Oh.
No, she should do a little medley of all hers.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear her do her songs.
That's why they paying her.
For $2 million, you should, people's choice.
No. No, I think she's going to sing A New Day Has Come. I feel like that's one of her favorite songs.
Well, what about All By Myself?
I was
myself?
Waiting for so long for a miracle to come.
Yeah, it's going
to
be something motivational. Yeah. Like, it's not going to be a heartbreak song.
Get It Sexy is a motivational song. Get it sexy, get it sexy, man. Yo, Selena, tear that up.
And speaking of divas, during Barcelona Pride, Katy Perry made a surprise appearance at an open-air nightclub in Spain. She got the people excited by kissing a fan, crowd surfing, partying with the club goers, and even doing some shots with them.
Okay.
Well, reportedly, she's worried that her new single, Woman's World, isn't doing as well as she hoped, so she's doing everything she can to promote her upcoming album. So would y'all buy an album if she gave you a kiss?
No.
Damn!
No. She's using the doggone queens, honey, because her song ain't stuck, so go to the queens, they'll support you. And honey, and now you're trying to get your music out? No, she couldn't, no.
And mind you, I love Katy Perry, I love Katy Cat, but she got Dr. Luke on the album, so hell to the no.
Yeah, all the stuff she's doing right now gives Desperado.
No. Oh, wow.
Yeah. We ain't seen her outside like this in 100 years.
That's true.
And when you run out of things to do, you do
run
anything.
Run to the Queens.
Yeah. Why Spain,
but
though?
But why are the Queens so welcoming? How about that?
Because we just friendly, happy people.
Oh, okay.
And we take anybody. We just like black people. We take everybody. We take everybody. So, that's why. So, tear your head.
Well, speaking of new music, Ice Spice is dropping her debut album, Y2K, on Friday, and she dropped and gave us not 20 or even 10, but 4 push-ups.
Okay, 4?
Jesse, can you tell us what she said?
Oh, she says, move after taking her mans.
What? That form, guys. Yeah.
Yep, downward dog.
Okay.
Well, her mood might change if she reads the comments because the internet roasted her form and the fact that she only did 4 push-ups. Now, you're on a private jet. There's not as much oxygen up there. Yeah. It's harder to do more than 4 push-ups, I'd imagine. So you feel like this is a flex? Does it matter that she's on a PJ doing this?
Listen, I've never been on a PJ, so I'm not about to, you know, shame her for doing 2.5 push-ups on a PJ. So you know what, girl? If that's what you could do up there in the sky, do what you do. Get it how you live.
But I didn't like the way her crack looked. That was just,
hey, can we run that back real quick?
That's what everybody's looking at.
Like, there's nothing she could do about that crack because the butt is eating it up. You know what I'm saying? It's just gobbling the thong.
Yeah, she did 4 push-ups and 1 hunch right in there.
She has a gravitational pull going on there that's going to do that to no matter what she wears.
Wait, she's mood after something her man's?
Stealing a man.
I'm just saying, make sure you can steal a man that shows you how to do a push-up. How about that?
Okay, we're only a few weeks into the new season of The Bachelorette, and a guy named Devin has become the villain of the season by being loud and aggressive. In this week's stripper challenge, because of course you gotta have a stripper challenge, Devin went all in, rocking a thong when most of the guys were just down to their boxers. He said he even said that his body wasn't 10 out of 10 and that he'd lost a lot of weight after being a chubby kid. Well, now fans are slamming the show for the way that they edited his dance, accusing them of body shaming. There's a lot going on here. Whoa! Okay, what do you guys think? Does it take more nerve to do something like that when you don't have a 10 out of 10 or you don't have a 6-pack?
It takes bravery and alcohol.
That's right.
Now, hold on now. Ooh. He clearly missed his wax appointment.
No, men don't wax.
Why his look like they hanging?
Well, because he lost a lot of weight, Brad. He probably did have some.
But you know what, though? Wow. I mean, I don't mind a man with. I don't mind that.
With
I feel like, a man with means that man is focused on getting money. He's not focused on his aesthetics. He's not focused on looking good. He's getting to the money.
He also might have a diet rich in soy.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, though, Jason, because a man that has a hard chest, that means he's too busy working in a mirror. And,
that's what I'm saying. Know,
and he getting built for the other queens.
Exactly. That's how I need you to have a little jiggle to yourself.
A little jiggle.
I want a man to have a little jiggle because that means you're focused on getting money. You're focused on things that matter, not looking good. Exactly. You look good to me.
You now, how big are you talking big enough though? You can push them, where you can push them together for him?
Okay,
man cleavage, a little heavage.
Well, up next, honey, what actor accused Lala Kent of being unfriendly? And how did she reply? Details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. David Arquette was on Watch What Happens Live on Sunday, and he dished on working with Vanderpump Rules star Lala Kent on their 2020 movie Spree. Check it out.
I mean, I know we've met a couple times during like the screening and stuff.
Yeah.
Not the friendliest to me.
I don't know. Not the friendliest to you.
No, I mean, not. I don't know. Gave me a little attitude. I felt a little attitude.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, Lala responded on IG saying this. I apologize if I was not friendly to you. I was on set with many people, you being one of them, who are well-known established actors. I'm a girl on reality TV. I felt intimidated and a bit like I did not belong. I'm sorry if that came off as an attitude. It was not my intent. And David replied, thanking her and saying he got caught up in the gossipy nature of Watch What Happens Live. So, do you guys think that she was stroking his ego, calling him a well-known actor, or was she being sincere?
That sounded really sincere.
Yeah.
Like, and even his response back to her seemed really sincere as well, because I can understand, like, you feel like you have that imposter syndrome, like, man, how I'm on the set with you? You've been in stuff. You know what I mean?
Right. I think she was stroking his ego.
No, I think she was sincere.
That man's been in movies for, like, 30 years.
I don't care if he's been in a decade, a lifetime. She was stroking his ego because she just letting him look bad. So, oh, you said that about me? Well, let me just let you know. Oh, you're great. And I was wonderful.
Even if she's not sincere, I think it's a good tactic. Besides, too, I feel like she probably was hungry. Like, you know, sometimes people be thinking you got an attitude. For me, it just be, I be hungry.
Be a little hangry?
Yeah, like a little
the hangry.
Like,
real.
Don't take it personal.
The other thing, too, is think about him on Watch What Happens Live. That is a gossipy environment.
It is.
It's like this environment, you know, where it's like we get a little gossipy sometimes.
And Andy's good at trapping people. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because, like, he didn't even really have no venom for it. And it wasn't until Andy nudged him a little bit more where even what he said slipped out a little bit. Like, you know, and that's his story.
All right, y'all, it is time to
Shop West Grove!
And first up, meet your new BFF for beating the heat. We got this personal cooling fan.
This pint-sized powerhouse is your secret weapon against sweaty days and stuffy spaces.
With 5 turbocharged gears, it's like having a mini breeze machine in your pocket, ready to dial up and chill whenever you need it.
Ooh, honey, and it comes in the colors green, white, and black. Now, Tanner, I'm sweating, honey. Tell us how much.
give me just a second here. Very nice. Okay, well, Gary, this usually goes for as high as $62.99.
We got y'all for $19.95.
Yes. Okay. All right, y'all, next up, enhance your outdoor experience with this multifunctional bug fan featuring an LED light and built-in speaker for ultimate convenience and enjoyment.
It is portable and lightweight, has a rechargeable battery, and easy controls.
It's perfect for outdoor activities, durable and reliable.
And that's right, honey. Stay cool, enjoy your favorite tunes, and keep the bugs away. So, Haircrack, tell us how much.
Okay, now, usually it can go for as high as $49, but we got you today for $15.95. All right, y'all, for details on how to get your products, just scan this code right here or go to shopwestgrove.com. Got it? This code right here, but hurry up before they run out.
So what product is everybody going with?
I'm a fan.
I'm a fan, both fans, the bug fan and the regular fan.
This would be cool.
I'm going to take multiple bug fans and put them over here.
You can have mine.
Yeah, we'll put this one over here too? All right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, stay tuned for more Dish.
Oh, y'all calling me a bug?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Okay, so there were rumors that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds might have gotten a divorce, and Blake quickly shut those rumors down. But she recently did an interview, and she shared that Ryan went to Madonna's house to ask her permission to use her song Like a Prayer in his Deadpool and Wolverine movie. And Blake was excited when he told her that he had to go there, but he didn't invite her to go, and she was really bummed about it. Womp womp. So even though Blake shut down divorce rumors, is not being invited to Madonna's house a good cause to consider it?
You would be outside.
How would you feel if your wife got to go to Madonna's house and didn't even invite you?
I wouldn't be worried. Now, if you said Chris Brown's house, then I'd, you know, then I would have concerns, because you see what he just does with regular people. But if you got the individual invite, you don't want to bring extra people that wasn't invited.
That's true.
Because maybe Madonna might have weird Blake Lively beef. But still, it's Madonna house.
You can't go to that woman's house uninvited.
And she is a big star too. That is that man's wife.
That's why she shouldn't have been worried, girl. I'm a big star too. Poo, go to her house, honey. I'm gonna sit here and cook anything. So no.
That'll show him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
I don't think you should automatically invite a plus one, even if it is your wife.
If I invite Brett to my house, I don't want Juju to come.
I would send her instead. Well, y'all, athletes at the Paris Olympics seem very excited to test out the so-called anti-sex beds that athletes have to sleep on. These beds were put in. These beds were put in place at the 2021 Tokyo Olympics due to poor reviews from some athletes because they were having sex before games. Mm. Check out diver Tom Daly's review of the bed.
For those wondering about the cardboard beds in the village, I'm going to show you what they look like. This is cardboard. As you can see, it's like a box. Then you've got the mattress, and then these cardboard boxes here, like so, with the mattress on top and a mattress topper. And then we get our own little Paris 24. And as you can see, they're pretty sturdy.
So do we think the cardboard bed is going to stop any action from happening?
Nope.
No. I don't either.
Because when you want it, you're going to get creative.
You're going to get creative.
Yeah. But I ride down the streets all the time and see homeless people on cardboard beds, and they still...
They're procreating too.
Yeah, so, I mean...
That's true.
And they still wake up and get their stuff done, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean...
They still be getting to the business.
Oh.
But just imagine if these athletes, like, get cramps or, like, have a bad night's sleep because they're sleeping on these awful beds night after night, and now everyone's performance is poor because y'all didn't want them fornicating. Tiger Woods was at his best when he was having sex with everybody.
That's what I'm saying. And every athlete that I know always says that they love having sex right before games because it releases...
Is that what they tell you?
What?
Come on. As all the athletes, they all tell me this. Listen, these athletes put the O in Olympic Village. People get busy there during every Olympics.
Tanner,
it don't matter what that bed is.
You gonna stop coming for me, okay?
Sorry, come on, Jesse and G.
You gonna stop coming for them?
Yeah, right.
So coming up, honey, the sharks, honey, in Brazil are getting a fixed haul. That story when we come right back. I mean, that mattress wouldn't stop you from doing that. They got the cushion.
It was a little buoyant. Yeah. You had a little bounce going on.
A little bounce to it.
Yeah.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with the...
Dishes
So, researchers has collected more than a dozen sharks in Brazil that have tested positive for cocaine. And no, these sharks weren't doing a little lines. According to the researchers, their concentration was 100 times more than previously recorded data in other marine life. Now, we don't know for sure how the cocaine got into the water, but you can assume smugglers might have lost some product trying to ship it across the ocean. We had shark...
NATO.
We had Sharknado. And we had Cocaine Bear. Maybe this is the way to combine them into a new movie. Could you imagine being out in the water and coming across a coked out shark or fish?
A shark on that great white?
A shark on that great white? I'm gonna put out an alternate theory here, which is we need to talk to these researchers. You know what I'm saying? They're like, oh yeah, these sharks had all this cocaine in their system. Well, we don't know where they're finding it.
Well, how would they find out the sharks have cocaine? Would they dissect them, or what would they do?
Probably in their blood.
Yeah. Sharks have
blood, yeah.
That explains why they move like that. And, you know, and you think about all these different, like, you know, like smugglers and stuff that, like, you know, when they see the Coast Guard coming, they'd be tossing the bricks out into the water.
Yeah.
And the sharks probably think it's chiclet. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Sharks eat everything. They eat everything. They find them with like license plates in their stomach.
They do.
So if you put the cocaine shark versus cocaine bear in a very shallow water situation, who wins?
You got to give it to cocaine shark.
You got to give it to the shark.
Yeah. Well, that's all, honey, the time we have for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye. Stay out the ocean.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.